asshole, fuck, bitch, slut, motherfucker.
Why must you do this?
Why must they try to mask our creative expression?
We just had a whole church meeting, and I told you.
Y'all, them motherfuckers at YouTube said we can't.
Oh, man.
Them motherforkers at YouTube said that we can't speak Phil Florenfield. No, I will find a little beep noise and just censor myself, whatever.
You do that. You do that. I will. Please.
Hey, how's it going? Hello. Hi, strangers. I am your lovely, divine, beautiful. I've said cocoa butter brown smooth, but I just want to reiterate, Brit. Take it away.
And I am, I was going to say something about being an A cup, but
girl, cause she got,
I'm D.
She got, if this is on video, I don't want to put attention on them, but she got them flaunting them. She got them things stanging today.
That's crazy because I am a cup.
That A cup, you got them that A cup sitting up. Like, I don't even know. Sitting up there like two kiwis. What's like an A cup for food preferences? Them things sitting up like two lemons and two oranges.
Oh, man.
I don't even know. They look good, girl. Keep it up.
Mandarin up oranges.
Work. No.
That is hilarious.
And welcome to yet another strange episode of
It's a Strange World After All.
The podcast where we discuss true crime cases, the supernatural, urban legends, conspiracy theories. We be doing movie reviews sometimes just to spice it up because we love movies and all of the things that keep the world strange. This is a mess. Well, but it wouldn't be nothing without a woman's heart. Was that unrecognizable?
What does that even have to do with anything?
Oh, hey, happy Women's History Month, because it wouldn't be nothing. Nothing without a woman's heart. It's Women's History Month, y'all.
Oh, man, you just threw that in there. I was like, where is she going with this?
I didn't know how else to introduce Women's History Month. It didn't have to be this long, drawn-out thing. Just, you know, it's Women's History.
Yeah, so the first episode will not be related to to Women's History Month. Yeah.
That's on us. Our bad.
Yeah. Because I even forgot what the last episode we recorded was.
Oh, it was. There were women involved. It was the Black Hope curse. Is that Black Hope Cemetery?
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
So there were women involved.
Interesting.
Very interesting. Go back and listen to that if you haven't. And just for the sake of it being Women's History Month, go back and listen to other seasons where we celebrated Women's History Month. Favorite Women's History Month episode of all time, not the Bay Gang. What is it, Mary Bell? That's the only part I remember. Yes. Is it Mary Bell? Man, a strange way for school kids to play or something like that.
Now I gotta think, what other episodes have we done? Because is that one my favorite? It might be, or was Doris, how you say her name, Bither?
Bither.
Was that Women's History?
Ooh, girl. When was Doris Bither? Was that like first, second, third?
Probably first. Oh, no, it was the second one. It was the second one. Oh,
okay, okay. Okay, Maribel is Strange Way for Kids to Play. Mm-hmm. And then, yeah, Strange Haunting, Doris Bither. I forgot about Doris Bither. That was a good one.
Yeah. So in today's episode, we discuss the murder of Carrie Farver.
And apparently, no thanks to Dee, there is a documentary on Netflix. See,
what we not gonna do, when I researched this, I did not know there was a documentary out, and it had just came out around the time that I was researching it. So that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. But no, it's the truth.
That's my story, and I'm sticking to it. I was about to pull up the name, but Netflix tried to play me. I thought that I had figured it out, like that I had gotten into Netflix and not been in the same household as the person who's Netflix, because they let me play it for a good hour, but then now it's saying that I'm not in the same household. So it is Lover, Stalker, Killer. It was released last month on Netflix, so you can watch it or not. We're about to give you a short skinny anyway, so you're welcome. In 2012, Dave Krupa moved to Omaha, Nebraska, where he began a new job as the manager of an auto repair shop. He was trying to move on with his life after breaking up with his girlfriend and mother of his two children, Amy Flora. Dave signed up for an online dating site where he met Liz Golyer. It was POF. It was Plenty of Fish, if anybody's wondering, because I do remember that from the documentary because I started it.
Oh, I was about to say, I thought you didn't watch it.
I started it. So he met Liz on Plenty of Fish. I don't know if y'all remember that. Were you ever on Plenty of Fish?
I wasn't on there, that thing. No. Oh,
I was on. I touched it a little bit. I feel like it was kind of dying down by the time I was really in the dating scene, but I touched it a little bit. But that's where he met Liz Golyer. The two begin dating, but before things could get serious, Dave let Liz know he wasn't looking for a relationship. He was out in them streets. He just left something serious, and he wasn't. That's what he said. He said, I was not looking for no relationship. I was out here trying to, you know, I was in that thing.
That's what he said.
That's what he said. He said, I was in them things. I wasn't trying to be tied down. And Liz was happy with the arrangement.
Months later, Dave met Carrie Farver when she walked into his shop. Dave and Carrie went out on a date where they both agreed that they didn't want a relationship. The two went back to his apartment, and as Carrie was leaving, she passed Liz in the hallway. Liz had stopped by unannounced to pick up some of her things. Feel me, I don't show up at my place unannounced because I'm not opening the door.
Hello. You said you wouldn't even open the door for family.
Mm-mm.
So
Mm-mm. Nobody.
No, nobody. Nobody. No, I'll open the door for family, but you got to have a good reason. After seeing each other for a few weeks, Carrie asked Dave if she could stay at his place for a few days because she was working on a big project for her job and he lived nearby. On November 13th, 2012, Carrie left for work and made plans to see Dave that evening. A few hours later, she left. She texted Dave saying they should move in together. When he turned her down, she replied with, "Fine, I hate you. I'm dating someone else. I don't want to see you anymore." Wait, I could have gave it. I could have served it a little better, but that's fine. "Fine, I hate you. I'm dating someone else. I don't want to see you anymore. Go away." I just said, girl, what? First of all, how you gonna ask somebody? Like, how you gonna just suggest that you move in with somebody via text message? That would have been my kind of like,
Yeah. Yeah.
Interesting.
And especially after y'all just talked and y'all both said that y'all didn't want a relationship. So how did it go from that to this?
Because they was domesticated for a few days, I guess. I don't know. You know, like they were just in the midst of living together.
Yeah, but still.
Yeah, no, it is a quick 180 and 180 or 360. Is it a half turn or a full turn?
360 is like the full.
So 180? That's what I'm looking for. She did a 180. Okay. She did a 180 is what I'm looking for. And then what kind of a response is this to me?
Yeah. Cause that's a little bit too intense.
Dang. Okay.
And then, well, how did he turn her down?
Yeah.
Because that's why I was like, I need to see what he said in the doc. Well, I wonder, is he in the documentary?
Yeah, he is. He is, I believe his baby's mother is as well.
Okay. Still, it don't matter what he said. That response is still kind of too much.
It is too much. It feels curated to me. It's just like, okay. He was just like, nah, no thank you. No thank you. Oh, okay.
I know, and then that's it.
Okay.
Yeah. Carrie's mother, Nancy Rainey, got a message from Carrie saying she had moved to Kansas for a new job and would make arrangements to pick up her 15-year-old son. Nancy thought this was strange, but when Carrie missed her half-brother's wedding and her father's funeral, she knew something was wrong. Authorities tried to get in touch with Carrie, but when they received messages asking them to leave her alone, they dropped it. Nancy also told authorities that Carrie had been diagnosed with bipolar disorder, so they assumed she stopped taking her medication and left on her own, which y'all got to do better than that.
What do you mean?
Like, I get it. Like, she's a grown woman and she could leave on her own. But if her family is telling you that this is not like her, then I would trust what the family is saying and at least, you know, try to look into it.
Oh, okay. So,
yeah,
okay.
They just assumed she left on her own.
I misunderstood it. I thought that the family was also on board with her just leaving on her own. And I was like, okay, but it was just the authorities being like,
yeah, that and the fact that she got in touch with authorities too. So when they did get in touch with her, they got like emails, because I did say that, I just didn't say emails. She asked them to leave them alone, to leave her alone. So I get where they were coming from with that, but I don't know. It's just, if her family is adamant that something is not right,
something's not right.
Yeah. And then for you to assume that she's just off of her medication, I would think that would be even more reason to look for her.
I was thinking that not for them, for the family. Yes.
Yeah.
For them. Yeah. Nah. Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Dave would continue to receive threatening texts and emails from Carrie. One message said, "I hate you so much that I want to drive a knife in your heart." Another one said, "I will do what I can to make you suffer." Liz also began receiving messages from Carrie. Someone also broke into her garage and spray painted the words "whore" from David. Was that in quotations? "Whore from David" or "whore from David"?
I don't know.
Oh, I don't know why it's in quotations.
No, I think it's just in quotations because that's what she wrote.
"Whore from David" or just "whore"?
Yeah. No, "whore from David."
Oh. If it literally said "whore from David."
Hold on. I'm going to see if I could try to find that picture.
Oh, okay. I'm just like, well, that also feels curated because why would... Because I'm trying to make it look like David. Oh my gosh.
Whore. Oh, I see. I see what you're saying.
"To Liz from David with love." What? This is the setup.
Oh man. Because I think that's what it said, is "whore from David." But could be wrong. Hold on.
She spray painted "whore" from either David or Dave. Okay. Okay.
Or maybe it was "whore" and then the little dash and then David.
No, I know. That's why I said "to." That's why I said
Oh.
To Liz, whore from David. Who, why? Why would I believe, if I'm supposed to believe that David did this, like, you know, if I'm supposed to make somebody believe that David did this, if I'm carrying, I'm trying to make Liz think that David was the one that did it, why would I do that like that?
Yeah, put your name on it, then she really will think it's from
Girl,
you.
Girl, stop.
I mean, maybe that was her thought process.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
It's a little smelly. It's just a little, from the messages to this, it's just a little smelly.
Yeah. And then, like, when I, because you already read the rest of the document, right? So you know.
Yeah, but the journey that I was going on, I was like, dang. Well, one of my notes, I was like, she need to chill. But then now I'm like, wait a minute.
I heard about this on TikTok, and then when I was reading all the articles, I was like, wait a minute.
Wait a minute.
Plot twist. But yeah, maybe that was her thought process. She was like, okay, she really gonna think it's from David if I put from. I gotta make from it clear David. Who it's from.
Man.
Yeah.
Amateur.
On August 17th, 2013, Liz called Dave in a panic. Over the past few months, the two bonded over the threatening messages they were receiving from Carrie and started dating again. Liz said that her house had been set on fire and her pets, trigger warning, her pets didn't make it. That part, I was like, once I figured everything out, I was like, you're going too far.
You took it too. Yeah, that is too far.
Yeah. And so her pets didn't make it. That's when Dave got a text message from Carrie's number that read, I am not lying. I set that nasty whore's house on fire. I hope the whore and her kids die in it.
That was when I was like, she need to chill. All because he didn't want to live with you after 3 days because he didn't want to live
with you. Exactly. Exactly.
I hate to say this. Do I want to say it?
Wait.
You already know comments? What I'm about to say.
Wait, so you remember I said I saw this on TikTok. Mm-hmm. The comments was like, what kind of the David got where he got these women acting like this? Cause
what kind of Drake is he slaying to wear? It's crazy.
Yeah. Because I was like, I forgot what he looked like, too, because I saw a picture of him.
He was a handsome, kind of rugged, looks like he, you know, motorcycle working in him. He looks like a man's man, you know.
Because I was like, this don't make no sense.
No.
To be doing all this.
No, but if they're saying she suffers from bipolar disorder, then she's just feeling those emotions strongly.
Yeah.
In February 2015, Dave changed his number and moved to Council Bluffs, Iowa, and he stopped spending time with Liz. Around this time, authorities finally started looking into Carrie's strange disappearance. Detectives had already searched Carrie's abandoned car shortly after her disappearance, but when they checked it again, they found bloodstains beneath the fabric of the passenger seat. My thing is she went missing in what, 2012? Yeah, mm-hmm. 2012. Like, okay, the family's saying, hey, there's something wrong. The authorities are like, well, we got messages from her, so there's nothing wrong. She said that she was going to make arrangements to pick up her son. She never made those arrangements. Why wasn't there a follow-up to say, like, not from the family, but you get what I'm saying? Like, say, okay, well, no, we have not heard from her. Or had the family been receiving messages too?
So basically everybody had been getting like either text messages or emails.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, why she didn't come back for her son, I don't know. Did they question it is what I'm wondering.
I'm sure the family was. I'm sure the family was questioning it.
Yeah, but again, it was like every time they would question something, she would come back with a response.
Okay.
They downloaded the contents of Dave's and Liz's phones, and digital forensics found something strange. Liz's phone showed that she had photos of Carrie's car, 20 to 30 fake email accounts, and an app that allowed her to schedule text messages to be sent at a future time. So this lady, because like Dave was saying how he really didn't think anything of it because he was getting the text messages from Carrie while Liz was in the same room with him and she wasn't on her phone.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So she was scheduled. What kind of app? I wonder if that type of app still exists. Because what kind of app is that? Yeah.
I don't know.
Mm.
I don't know. Question. Do we know? And I guess you can find that out from the documentary. So I'll also say this. I will watch a documentary maybe tonight or sometime this week. If there's something that we need to come back and add or clarify, we definitely can do that because we have time. But what made them, like, were both Dave and Liz, like, people of interest? I wonder, like, what made them say, okay, we're going to confiscate their phones and look into them?
I think so, because, again, I think they kind of just found something fishy because she's been gone this whole time, but nobody is actually physically talking to her, like on the phone or yeah. So her mom was like really pushing it. And then they were finally like, okay. And then the fact that her car was abandoned.
Yeah.
Which should have been the first indicator, but yeah.
Cause how'd you get to where you were going? I mean, you could have flew, you could have, but you know what I mean? Why wouldn't you take your car if you're just planning to move?
Yeah. Yeah, but I am going to watch the documentary.
Touche. For real this time, because for real this time. I was like, we say
yeah,
because
I'm still shook
episode about
the devil on trial, because yeah, it was some stuff that wasn't, that I had never heard.
Liz knew she may be considered a suspect, so she told police that Dave's ex-girlfriend, Amy Flora, had killed Carrie and was the one harassing them. Shortly after this conversation, Liz called 911 from Big Lake Park in Council Bluffs, saying Amy had shot her in the leg. What she didn't know was that Amy had a solid alibi for the time of the shooting, so she played her criminal self.
Like, I was gonna say, you raggedy bitch. You burnt your house down.
She is raggedy.
You killed your pets and you shot yourself in the leg. Man.
That's crazy. You can't say she was committed, though. At least she was committed, I guess.
When police searched the SD card from Liz's tablet, they found thousands of deleted images, including one of Carrie Farver's decomposing body. Liz had stabbed Carrie to death in her own car on or around November 13th, 2012, and spent 3 years pretending to be Carrie. She sent 15,000 emails and up to 50,000 text messages posing as Carrie. She even burned down her own house, killed her pets, and shot herself in the leg.
I feel like you remember on Shame when he had made that call to it was Kim Wayans and she was like, oh, or no, it was when Peaches was talking to her and she was like, oh. That's how I feel like, oh my gosh. For 3 years, oh my gosh.
3 years. I can't
even. You burned down your house?
Burned down your house, killed your pets, and shot yourself in the leg.
Killed her pets. Them animals is in heaven. Oh, my God. I was going to say, like, what in the, why am I in it? What is going on?
Man.
What is going on?
All for a man.
All for a man.
Ain't no way. I mean, I know people do stupid stuff, and people do, but I'm expecting some Risa Tisa type stuff. I'm not expecting this.
I need to watch it because I need to see if there's interviews, because I'm trying to figure out, you didn't have kids with him. You guys weren't married. You guys weren't even seeing each other for that long. What? It had to be the D. She was doing all this because she was not finna go to prison. You know what I mean? Like, she was like, I'm not finna go to prison. I'm finna do whatever it takes to stay out of prison. You had no business killing this young woman in the first place, Liz.
So that day that they ran into each other when Carrie was leaving and she was coming to pick up her stuff, that's the day it happened. So you met that woman one time for like a couple seconds and then you like, yeah. I just don't get it.
Yeah, I don't either. In 2017, Liz Golier was convicted of first degree murder and second degree arson. She was convicted of arson for burning down her own house. I know that that's a thing, but like, you know, like, girl, yeah. Come on.
Yeah.
She was ultimately sentenced to life in prison without the possibility of parole, which she deserves.
Yes.
Yes. Final thoughts.
I don't even know. 'Cause this,
man.
When I saw this, I was like, really? So there's only been a few times where I'm like looking into something and I have to stop. 'Cause this I originally saw on TikTok before I even researched it. And that's what made me research it. 'Cause I was like, this is not real. The only only other time that really happened was when I was watching Abducted in Plain Sight. And I was like, this is not real. I had to stop like halfway through and do my own research. And I was like, wait a minute. That's how I feel about this. Because why would you do that? Why would you take it that far for a man? Well, why would you take that far for anybody, period? But you just met this man. And y'all agreed that y'all didn't even want to be in a relationship.
Yeah.
Or, well, I feel like he said it because he said it to her first and she probably just went along with it. I feel like she did. Obviously, she wanted a relationship, but she just said she didn't so she could keep seeing him. But still.
I was going to say she probably had plans to stay around and see if she could change his mind.
Yeah.
And then, is this considered a crime of passion?
No, I don't think so because.
Okay.
The murder, probably, but everything else, no. Because it was over the course of 3 years.
Yeah. Which?
Because, a crime of passion is one of those things that just happens.
Yeah. That's why I was like, okay.
Yeah, the murder, probably. But everything else, you pretending to be her, you burning down your... This was, like, over the course of... You sending text messages and emails for 3 years.
This makes me think that maybe this wasn't her first time. It was too well thought out.
That's true.
To me, in my opinion, I mean, because she sent the text the day like that she did it. And I guess she could have just been like, oh, well, I have to keep this going. Maybe, I guess. I don't know. It's just so random.
Yeah, that is. Well, she's where she belongs. So...
So, yes, she is where she belongs, in prison for ever. That is all, folks.
Please follow us on Instagram at It's a Strange World Podcast, X at Pod Strange World, and on Facebook and TikTok at It's a Strange World After All. Also, if you are listening to us on Apple Podcasts or Spotify and like the show, please go ahead and give us a 5-star rating. And if you're feeling extra strange, please, please, please write a positive review.
Yes, we would love to hear from you. What did you think of this week's episode? Also, if there's anything else in the world of strange or true crime cases that you would like us to cover, let us know. If you have any personal stories involving true crime or the supernatural, we would love to have you on the show and share them with our listeners. If you have any movie or documentary suggestions of the horror, thriller, slasher, and true crime genre that you would like us to review, email your submissions to It's a Strange World After All at gmail.com or DM us at any other social media platform mentioned. Even if you just want to say hey there. Well, me here. All Women's History Month long.
Thank you for tuning into another episode of
It's a Strange World After All. And thank you, as always, for keeping it strange with us. Oh, and if you haven't caught on, we are now officially, all of our episodes are on YouTube. So if you had some little buster friends that was like, I don't have Spotify, I don't have Apple, ain't no excuses. We're on YouTube. Everybody's got a YouTube. So, yeah.
Please like and subscribe.
Please like and share. And we'll try to
all that good stuff.
And share all that good stuff. And we'll try to not be busted when we record these. Well, I will try to not be as busted.
So. Me too. Yeah. Me too.
Love y'all. Bye.
Bye.
We're back. This is still the same episode. It's probably going to be at the end of the episode. So if you stuck around, we are back to say that we watched the documentary. We followed through with what we said we was going to do. We actually
finally,
we both did. So small win.
Yep.
And again, that documentary, what's it called again? Lover, Stalker, Killer. And we just want to, I guess, just do a little quick, maybe like what we thought, if anything changed, or just letting you guys know that we watched the documentary and giving our thoughts.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say one thing that I was like, wait a minute, it's like so many coincidences, because how the tech guy, when he was looking through trying to find the IP address where all the emails and stuff were coming from, and they traced it to the house of a guy that worked for him. He was like, wait a minute. Yeah, he was like, he works for me. And then so they interviewed him, and he was like, oh, yeah, my on-again, off-again girlfriend has been using my internet. And then he was like... yeah, she kind of moved in after her house burned down. And I was like, dang it, Liz. It's Liz. That's all he had to say.
Man, just like Twilight Zone, Henry J. Fate. I feel like that was nothing but God. Like, nah, bro, you think?
Yeah.
You is not about to get away with this.
Because it was crazy, because she was doing it the right way at first, because she was using a VPN. And I was like, I wonder why she stopped. So, yeah, I don't understand that. I mean, not doing it the right way, because she shouldn't have did it at all. But you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Okay, so when he moved to be closer to his baby mama, what's her name? Amy?
Mm-hmm.
And when he had started, he got back on the dating profiles and then... matched with that lady and was supposed to meet her at the diner, and then she was like,
oh my god,
I'm Carrie. I was like, oh lord, she done made another dating profile. We didn't talk about that, right?
No.
Okay. I was like,
yeah, that was funny, because I was sitting here working on another episode, and when that part came on, it was like a jump scare because of the music, and I jumped so hard.
It was a jump scare for him, too. Poop, bow, surprise. What? Okay, Liz,
I was like, what in the world?
What?
Liz, what are you doing? And then another thing, because I never heard any audio. So when they were talking to her after she burned down her house, I was like, she sounded a little too calm for me.
Yeah.
Like she was just like, oh, I think Amy burned. I'm like, I would be distraught. I just lost my house. Your pets died.
Yeah, and your kids were put in danger. I agree, D. I was thinking that, too. I don't know. I was thinking, I hate to say this, but I don't care. Y'all know. If you know me, you know what I mean by when I say crazy. She sounded a little crazy. She just sounded a little unhinged, because when they were doing, when she called in the call that she had gotten shot, But when they were doing that first investigation and trying to make her think that they thought that it was that Carrie was still alive, and she was like, yeah, or something she did. And I was like, she's losing her mind. She is it did some of those pictures that they showed of her, which in hindsight, it could just be that they were trying to show her like that. But she looked crazy. I was like, you went on a date with her. Some of the pictures, she looked a little crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that was like production.
Okay.
Yeah. And to take all those pictures, like, what is going through your mind? Like, you are the one picture they showed of Carrie's foot. I was like,
yes.
I couldn't even tell that was a foot. He said he identified it from like veins.
Yeah. And then he got his little Grey's Anatomy book.
Yeah.
He was good. He was good for him. He was like a pivotal person in there.
And the fact that he stopped his treatment to like finish the case. I was like, dang. Yeah.
I'm telling you, that whole case was just divine. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it was just everybody involved. We're like, no, we're going to figure this out because there's something not right. And we will do whatever it takes, which is how it should always be.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, because at first I was like, I know I said something about it. I don't know if you did, but how they basically just dismissed it at first because they were like, oh, you know, she's bipolar. She probably just left on her own. But
yeah,
I think it was a thing where it was like, they were basically trying to, this is just my opinion, but like trying to basically let it unfold. Like it was always in the back of their mind. Like they never really stopped working on it. But I mean, it was nothing they could pretty much do at the time. Right.
I see what you're saying. There wasn't. Because she was an adult and then it came up that she was bipolar. And then she was in communication, in quotations, with them. Oh, I didn't know that. It was Dave's gun that she used.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know that either.
She stole his gun. Yeah. And shot herself.
Yeah. Yeah. And then, yeah, that 911 call, I was like, girl.
I'm gonna try to see if it's on maybe YouTube or something and see if I could use it. Because, yeah, that 911 call, what?
I'm in one of the parking lots on the left-hand side. I have a little red Toyota, and I'm laying next to it.
Okay. Is the assailant still nearby?
I don't think so. I took off running.
Okay. How many people were there?
Oh, I don't know. I only heard one.
Do you know if it was male or female?
A female.
Is there more than one wound?
I think it was one. They shot off a couple of shots. They only hit me with one, I think. my pant leg is filled with blood. Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, after she healed from her shot.
When I said
she was basically, yeah.
Crazy.
And she was basically, well, I wouldn't put it past Amy or something. I was like, she just, she said something like that. I was like,
she did. She didn't even sound convincing.
Mm-mm.
Then kept being like, are y'all going to look into her? No, but we looking into you. You're the suspect here. Child.
This could have come up in the documentary. Did they find her body? I don't remember.
Oh, D. No, I don't
anything
think
that, about that. Yeah.
I don't think that they did because remember they were saying that they thought that it was, well, that it was going to be really difficult to win the case, which was why they wanted to try to find as much evidence as they could before taking it to court.
Yeah.
So, no, I don't think.
Yeah, because I think, you know, the pictures to me were enough.
Yes.
But yeah, I was like, I don't remember anything about them finding her body.
And then to clarify, no, we were right. Her body has never been found. So,
okay. Yeah. So then I wonder, what did she do with her body?
I don't know. I don't know. As long as, you know, justice has been served. Maybe her family, you know, like maybe her family was just like, we just wanted to figure out what happened. It's fine. Oh, and I thought that it was, again, because, you know, I'm on my spiritual journey. I thought that it was interesting that her mom was like, no, I had that dream like, because her, mm-hmm. her dad, her half dad had passed away. I had that dream and him saying she's with me. And she was like, I just knew this whole time that she was dead. And I was just like, man.
Yeah, that stuff like that. Oh, man. And then what was the episode we did where the mom was saying that the daughter came to her in a dream? And they took it to trial. And that's how Greenbrier Ghost.
Is it that?
Yeah, because you kept making fun of the name. Because it was like a weird name. The guy was like Erasmus or something.
Yeah, Erasmus, yeah. Because it's an ugly name. Erasmus.
But yeah, she was saying her daughter came to her in a dream. And that's how they solved that case.
And that was, shout out to ourselves, it's a strange witness testimony, the Greenbrier Ghost. That was also a Women's Herstory episode. So.
Oh, mm-hmm. I did not know that. Mm-hmm. I forgot about that.
From season 2. Go watch that documentary. Hopefully in editing, the magic of editing, this won't be like weird. Like, you know what I mean? Hopefully it'll flow. Yeah. It should flow. We hadn't watched it the day before. We slept, we watched it, and here we are. So.